Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Norin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a fly ball into right field. Norin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Norin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Dark moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Roberts trying to get to third. Noren throws the ball into Dark, who tags Roberts for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kopp moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kopp scores. Philly moves to third. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 2-1, Phillies. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Post moves to third. It's 3-1, Phillies. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly juggles the ball. That's an error on Philly. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Roberts moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberts scores. Kopp moves to second. It's 4-1, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Noren hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sawatzky hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Jackson pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Solly Drake pinch runs for Richie Ashburn. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Drake. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. 2 outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kopp hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake now playing center field. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Dark reaches second base with a double. Dale Long pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Noren. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Karl Sawatzki. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Anderson steals third. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Phillies. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Lynette now catching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-4 in the game. Kopp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.